Okay, ladies and gentlemen, welcome to another edition of K-Axis Wrestling Podcast. Today, we're going to get down to business here. This is pretty much a follow-up to, like, one of my last episodes that I did recently in August 2019, which was literally, like, a few days ago or whatever the hell. So, this is what I'm going to do. I told you guys that I may or may not watch Impact Wrestling to see what the hell happened on there, and it just so turns out I got pretty curious and I decided to watch it. So damn, it was a mistake. You know what I'm saying? Like, that's all I'm gonna tell you. It was a fucking mistake. So all right, let's get into that. Basically, from all I know, from what I know from the show, I don't know where the fuck they filmed. They filmed it in somewhere in fucking bumfuck Mexico. Okay, the total wrestling from a quote-unquote two-hour show was 56 minutes and 35 seconds. So that means the rest of the show is horse shit. You know, all right, so this was the... And I'm referring to the August 23rd, 2019 episode of Impact Wrestling, which would be their 788th episode total since they started in early 2000. All right, so early 2000... Pretty much 2001. That's where they started, I believe. 2001 or 2002, somewhere in that time frame. But anyway, let's get into the show here. The opening of the show was like a recap of like their recent shit. And this is pretty much, this is one of the only things I'm going to be able to give this show credit for, because, you know, like the recap was hot. You know what I'm saying? Like, you had like a lot of chaos. You had Tessa Blanchard moving up the ranks in the male division, you know, and Tessa Blanchard is a fucking star, without a shadow of a doubt. She is incredible. She is gold. She is, like, literally the best wrestler that they have on their current roster. I mean, hands down, she is the greatest. Unfortunately, when it comes to wrestlers like her, ones that are really fucking good and are worth more than what they're paying them, it's like, they don't do shit with those kind of wrestlers. You know what I'm saying? Like, once again, I have to rehash the past because, you know, that's what it links to. It links to the past. It shows like a series, a trend of how Impact does their very talented wrestlers. Like Killer Cross, you know what I'm saying? He's gone. They let him go. Like they should have been like fighting tooth and nail to keep that guy. He was everything they needed. Eli Drake, they should have fought tooth and nail for him. He was everything they needed. And one, he was everything. He was your wrestler, your talker, you know, your promo guy. He was your heel. He was an ultimate fucking heel. You know what I'm saying? He was excellent at being a heel. And eventually, shit, he probably could have got over as a face. You know, he was so damn good on the microphone and had such a good character. I mean, the guy was fucking magic. I loved his work, you know? Anyway, like I said, like, it started off with an opening that just was explosive. I mean, the shit looked like fire. I was like, oh my goodness, this is what they're doing now? All right, I'm excited. I want to see this shit. All right, so the match starts off. The show starts off, you know, with match number one, which was 11 minutes and 30 seconds, pretty much 11 and a half minutes. The opening card was Mike Elgin versus Rhino. Two big guys, two big bulky fucking guys. And they couldn't pull off nothing impressive. You know, they couldn't do anything that really grabbed my attention. It was like, wow, these guys are great. Like, Rhino, honestly, he's way past his prime. His physique's all jacked up. Like, he has a weird physique. And, like, he's not interesting anymore. I mean, he was interesting in ECW. He was interesting even when he came to WWF at the time. Or WWE, whatever you want to call it. In the early 2000s, when he came there, he was even kind of interesting there until they made him a jobber. And once they made him a jobber, he wasn't really accomplishing anything. He was getting beat by anybody. He was supposed to be this big, strong, you know, muscular, stocky dude that could just fuck up anybody. But you know what I'm saying? He just became a nobody because WWE drove him into the nobody circle, unfortunately, because he could have been somebody at a certain point. But, you know, those days are long gone. And now Impact, you know, they're bringing back, you know, guys like that. You know what I'm saying? Guys who have very little to contribute to the business, you know, at this point in their career. And it's a damn shame. But Mike Elgin, he's not really that interesting. You know what I'm saying? He was in better shape than Rhino, given. I mean, not in the stomach area, but, like, you know, chest and shoulders and arms. You know what I'm saying? You could tell he works out, but he doesn't do a lot of work for the midsection. Like, his midsection is kind of lacking, but he looks like that power lifter kind of guy. But at the same time, he was boring as shit. Like, I don't know if it's because they have bad chemistry or it's because both of them suck at this point in their career. I don't know what it is, but the match was shit. You know, it was just plain boring. You know what I'm saying? It was a few moves and a lot of brawling. It was one of those kind of matches. It was 11 minutes too long. The match, and on top of that, you're going to sit there for like 11 and a half minutes for the match to end in a double DQ. The match sucked as it is, and then the ending fucking sucked on top of that. So that shit was awful, you know? Like, that was fucking bullshit. They wasted my fucking time. And then they had a segment after that, which was backstage, and the brawl continues between Mike Elgin and fucking Rhino, and the shit was garbage. You know what I'm saying? I did not like that. I was not invested in it. It sucked ass. You know what I'm saying? It was crap. Then we move on to match number two, where it was Ethan Page. This was a tag team title match where Ethan Page and Josh Alexander, whoever the fuck Josh Alexander is, versus Reno Scum. These are the guys that came in like shortly after Impact was taken over by Anthem, and Dixie Carter was reduced to 5% in her role and this and that, you know, where all the, you know, where the business really, really changed a lot. And I was never really invested in these guys, these Reno Scum guys. Like, they never really impressed me. You know, I honestly thought they were garbage. Ethan Page, he was never really anybody until he got in the mix with, what's his name? The guy that used to be Evan Bourne in WWE. What do they call him after that? Matt Sydal, his real name, I believe. And, you know, he got in with Matt Sydal when he was talking about all that third eye shit. And I'm going to open their mind. And, you know, his mind is begging me to open his third eye and, you know, and all this crazy shit. And Ethan Page was the guy that came up with Matt Sydal in that point of Impact Wrestling or TNA. You know, and he honestly wasn't like a standout kind of wrestler. He didn't have a great physique. He couldn't cut a great promo. He was kind of boring in the ring. And it's like, you know, I'm not really impressed by this Ethan Page guy. Josh Alexander, I have no idea who this guy is, but he was in this clusterfuck of a match that I thought sucked. The match was like 11 minutes and 55 seconds. It was kind of a long match. And, like, you would expect from a match that long, like better wrestlers to be in the match taking up that much time in the show. But the thing, you know, it sucked. The match sucked. It didn't grab my attention at all. It was horrible. Like, I don't know what you guys think about it, but I think it was fucking awful. And, like, honestly, I would have to say that WWE's worst fucking work is better than fucking Impact's worst work. You know, because at least WWE gives you a little something, just a little pinch of goodness. You know what I'm saying? Like, Impact just gives you shit after shit after shit. And it's like, you know, when are you guys going to improve? When are you guys going to get better? You know what I'm saying? When are you going to have star power? Like, who the fuck are these guys? Like, why is Ethan Page and Josh Alexander the tag team champions? Who the fuck are these guys? You know, for one thing. And another thing, it's like, who are they going to be in the next few years? You know what I'm saying? Are they even going to exist by then? You know what I'm saying? It's like you don't know. And all right, so moving along. Match number three. This was Jessica Havoc, or Havoc as they call her now, versus Eddie Edwards' wife. You know what I'm saying? Like Alicia Edwards. And it's like, why is this happening? Alicia Edwards is not a serious wrestler. Like, you can tell. She's not a good wrestler. I mean, yeah, maybe she wants to be a wrestler. She wanted to be a wrestler at a certain point of her life. But she is not a good wrestler. She's like Brandi Rhodes. She's not a good wrestler. I mean, yes, you can love the business. You can want to be a wrestler all you want. But if you're not fully invested to the point where you actually want to excel at being a professional wrestler, then you maybe you should not be having professional wrestling matches. It's insane. Like, I didn't see a point in that. If you know, you got Jessica Havoc. She's a serious fucking wrestler. And it's like, and you're putting her up against somebody who's not that serious of a wrestler. And it's kind of an insult. The match was 3 minutes long, and it was like a waste of 3 minutes of the show. It was bad. It was really, really bad. And all right, so getting past that horrible fucking atrocity that it was, Match number four, the X Division title match. This was Jake Crist from OVE versus Rich Swann. All right. So that match didn't really grab my attention either, because honestly, I didn't think their chemistry was that good in the ring. You know, like it was all right at best. You know what I'm saying? It was nothing special. You know what I'm saying? It was a 9-minute match, and it was a match in which Jake Crist retained the title. He won. He over Rich Swann. So that's how it happened. Then we had match number five, which was Willie Mack versus Trey from the Rascals, along with Desmond Alexander, or Desmond, what's it, the hell is his name? I think it's Desmond something. That kid's good, by the way. I'm not knocking him at all. It's just I kind of forgot his name because I haven't been watching the show very much. Willie Mack versus Trey from the Rascals. That was honestly the standout match of the show. When it comes down to plain, flat-out matches that stood out, that were good, that held my attention, that kept me interested, was that match right there. Match number five, Willie Mack versus Trey from the Rascals. That was a good fucking match. You know why? Because Willie Mack is an incredible fucking wrestler. He can do things that a guy that size should not be able to do, and he makes it look fucking good. You know, like, Willie Mack is an amazing fucking wrestler. Like, he's mind-blowingly fucking good. And honestly, he belongs in a better company than Impact. He belongs in AEW. I think he would excel very well over there. He would do very well over in AEW. Impact, honestly, he's a great wrestler. I don't think they're going to do shit with him. I don't think they're ever going to put a belt on him, honestly. You know, because he's one of the former Lucha Underground guys. And a lot of those guys don't really get much credit and Impact when they go there. You know what I'm saying? Because they still have a few left. I mean, they don't have the ones that they used to have. So that means they lost once again. They lost that great talent that they had once again, because that's all they're good at, is getting great talent and pissing them away. And then they lose them, and then you're left with nobody. You know what I'm saying? A show full of nobodies for the most part. It's a damn shame, and I'm tired of seeing it. Then we had match number six. This was the main event of the evening. This was Sami Callihan versus Tommy Dreamer. Hold up. Rewind. Willie Mack and Trey from the Rascals. Match was good. It stood out. It was the match of the evening, in my opinion. It really should have been the main event. The match was 5 minutes and 30 seconds long. It was one of the shorter matches of the show, next to Havoc and Alicia Edwards. You know, the two really shitty matches were two of the longest matches of the show, you know, which is really unfortunate. That was the first two matches. That was Mike Elgin and Rhino, which is 11 and a half minutes. Really should not have been that long for that amount of bullshit that they delivered in that shit. Match number two, that was about 12 minutes, almost 12 minutes long. You know what I'm saying? And it fucking sucked. It sucked. You know, Havoc, they could have gave her a better opponent and made the match about 9 or 10 minutes long, but they didn't. The Jake Crist and Rich Swann match. All right, 9 minutes, it's about fair for a match between two smaller guys. Willie Mack and Trey, that should have been a longer match. It should have been longer than 5.5 minutes. That should have been a fucking, at least a 10-minute match, at the most, you know what I'm saying, at the most 10 minutes. 11 minutes, maybe 12 minutes. It should have been about that long. You know, because, you know, it held that potential. And Willie Mack has star power. The people love him because he is great at what he does. He's a big guy that can move like a little guy and make it look good. And he can wrestle. He has skills like nobody's business. He's great. But unfortunately, the match is very short. All right, so moving forward again. To the main event, match number six. This was the finale of the evening. It was a 15-minute and 40-second match. And this was Sami Callihan versus Tommy Dreamer in a no disqualification match, which was just, you already knew right there from no disqualification. And if the names alone didn't convince you that this wasn't going to be a technical wrestling match, then the no DQ rule lets you know that you're not going to be in for a wrestling match. So honestly, I was not really that invested in that match, because it's like, I'm not really big on like the hardcore element of wrestling. I mean, yeah, it had its moments. It stood out. You know, it had times where it was interesting, where it made wrestling different and things like that. But it's not good to see it all the time. You know, say maybe I want to see the wrestler side of Sami Callihan or Jeremiah Crane or whoever you know him as. because that's who he was outside of Impact. He was Jeremiah Crane. But anyway, Callahan versus Dreamer. You're not going to see a wrestling match. You're going to see a brawl for all. They're going to try to kill each other in the match. And I guess you still need a little bit of that these days, but I don't think it should have been a 15-minute match. I don't think it should have been the main event, honestly. Like I said, I think the main event should have been the Willie Mack match, because that would have been more reasonable in a show that you're promoting as wrestling. If you're going to promote yourselves as Impact Wrestling, why are you going to end the show with Impact brawling? It doesn't make sense. It's fucking stupid. You know, it's just totally fucking stupid. It doesn't make sense, you know? And like I said, I mean, I kind of knew that I was going to have a feeling of regret after I watched Impact, because Impact is just, they suck. They suck. It's like, you know, and some fans still try to cling on, like, okay, they're trying, they're getting better, da-da-da-da-da. I'm sorry. I'm way past that point, man. I can't make excuses for them anymore. It's like I'm just tired of the bullshit. You know, it's like I want to see good wrestling. And Impact is not delivering good wrestling. And at this point now, I'm saying Impact Wrestling is like a third-rate option, maybe a fourth-rate option. Because that's how low they've sunk over the fucking years. They've sunk in really fucking bad over the years. And it's like they're no longer number two. AEW has taken number two within one pay-per-view, and that was Double or Nothing. It was excellent. It was better than anything Impact did in the past 5 years. I might even go so far as to say the past fucking 10 years. You know what I'm saying? It was really good shit, really good action, really good wrestling all across the board. And Impact is not delivering on that level anymore, so I can't give them that kind of credit anymore. I just have to be blunt and honest about what I'm seeing, and I'm not enjoying what I'm seeing when I tune into Impact. You know, like, what the fuck? Like, the only wrestlers that I still believe in at this point is, like, Tessa Blanchard, because there's nobody else left. All of my favorites are gone. You know, they fucked those guys over, and they never got the push they deserved. And they got the fuck out of the company. And now I don't even see anybody that's worth a fuck, really. I mean, like, who is worth a fuck? Please tell me. Like, anybody who still watches Impact, just tell me. Tell me who's left. Because I can't think of anybody, you know? And that pretty much wraps this up. This is all I'm going to say. This is less than 20 minutes, and I pretty much broke the whole show down, you know, within that small time frame. So this is pretty much the end of this episode. I will be back for the Monday Night Raw and SmackDown combination episode, and then I'm just going to get busy on both of those shows as far as what was good and what was bad and what was ugly. Plain and simple. All right, folks, I will see you on the WWE edition, the Raw and SmackDown edition, which I just mentioned. Enjoy yourselves. Have a good one. Support the show. Support me on social media wherever you can. Support me on Anchor FM. You know, make donations, whatever you want to do. Listen to my show. Keep it going. Keep it alive. I will see you guys next time. Stay safe, and don't do anything I wouldn't do. Later.